that insulin, you can vary your insulin, which I haven't really learned how to do. I tend to be rigid with how I take it. So that's the dose I take, and that's what I do. So you don't learn. With type 2 diabetes, you don't really get to know how to use the insulin properly. I think that's, which I found with the proactive team was good. But anybody starting off, I say keep on the diet for as long as you can, on the diet and tablets, because with insulin it is so easy to slip, because you can take some more insulin, and I don't really think that's the way forward. I'd dearly love to come off the insulin, not because it hurts, not because it anything, it's a bit inconvenient, especially if you're going out for a day and you've got to take it with you. And it's easier to pop a tablet in than it is anything else. But I just feel that it, with the insulin, it would be too easy to say, oh, I'll take some more insulin. And really, it should be the diet that's... And the other thing as well is exercise. My brother-in-law's doing it, and although he's having trouble now because he's at my age, but certainly to try and get some exercise in. And I don't like jogging. I like sport. So I think it's sometimes I would say to people, try and play something just to keep yourself active. I have to choose gardening, excuse me, and a little bit of walking, but the walking is limited because of my hip, but diet and lifestyle, I think, are the big ones. I really do.